Does Mom know you're here?
A defiant head toss.
No, don't try to make me go home,
Emma warns.
I won't do it.
I want to be alone. But if I can't be, then I have to get out of here. Out of this room, out of this school, out of this neighborhood. I have an idea, I start. The four of us spend the day exploring town, going to Some Like It Hot for coffee and pastries, taking bikes around campus, and hitting Jules's favorite vintage store. I send a text to Madison in between as I pause flipping through a rack of summer dresses and shorts. Liv, I get that you don't want to talk, but we need to. There's no answer, but I can't help looking at another chain of texts. Unknown.
Olivia, please talk to me.
Unknown.
Come on.
Enough phone. Emma swipes it out of my hand before I can stop her.
Emma, give that back.
Why? What's so important?
She looks down at the screen and my pulse accelerates. She swipes through the text messages.
Oh my God. Who is this guy?
Shit. No one. I manage to get the phone back, but she looks hurt.
It's not Adam. Adam wouldn't talk like that.
It's some guy I've been hanging out with. It sounds totally inadequate.
But now you're fighting.
Yeah. He lied to me about who he is, what we are. That reminds me, are you and Trey hooking up?
That's why Mom lost her shit. She found my condoms, but we haven't had a chance.
Emma pulls out a hanger without looking at me, holding up the dark purple skirt against her body.
It's not a big deal.
Sex is always a big deal.
So you're supposed to be in love? You made Adam follow you around to fundraisers and parties for years before you let him in your pants, and look how that turned out.
That's not what I mean. Even if it's casual, you need to trust the other person. She slings the skirt over one shoulder.
The new guy. Is he in your class?
He's from school. I flip through more clothes on the rack.
And with this mystery guy, it's different. Better.
Yes, it's better. At her curious look, I force myself to go on. With Adam, I felt like I was going through the motions, performing some routine, and my heart wasn't in it. Her sigh is half groan.
The fucked up thing about Mom is I'm being responsible. He doesn't want anything to do with condoms. I'm the one who told him I won't do it without, because that's some shit I'm not asking for.
She slides a look at me.
You've never
gone without? No.
It always felt as if Sawyer was touching the deepest parts of me with a look, a kiss, a smile.
Him inside me with nothing between us would be devastating.
Listen, Ems, don't accept less than you deserve. You want a guy who treats you well, who's honest with you and wants you for who you are.
I get that. Her lips curve.
But Trey's also super hot.
The karaoke place is a basement dive on the same side of town as Velvet, though not as far out. Have you ever done karaoke? Jules asks Emma as we head down the stairs.
No.
I raise an eyebrow at the short purple skirt. There seemed to be more fabric when my sister pulled it off the rack at the store. She catches me.
Like you can talk, sister stripper.
I flip her off and she gasps.
Wow, first you ditch the cashmere.
She nods to my dark jeans and black heeled boots.
And now this.
She studies me hard.
Where's your necklace?
I guess I outgrew it. My hand itches to reach for the pendant that sat near my collarbone for 5 years. You're in the presence of karaoke royalty, I say to change the subject. Kat grins.
Nice to meet you. I can slay any song. I thought you were the one in the performing arts,
Emma asks Jules, confused. I am. She's the one with the attention crisis. We find a table in the back of the bar and order beers. The room is dark and packed. I sneak another look at my phone. Nothing new from Sawyer or from Madison. It's the weekend, so I doubt she's reporting us today, but next week is fall reading week, which means plenty of time to turn us in.
I'm not sure I want to do this, Emma says, looking around. It's karaoke, not a death sentence. You've been thrown 20 feet in the air for cheerleading.